A major cut in TennCare enrollment more than a decade ago has been linked to delays in diagnosing breast cancer. Researchers published the findings this week in the journal Cancer. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
Researchers compared breast cancer data in Tennessee before and after 2005. That was the year when the state's Medicaid program, TennCare, decided to address serious financial issues by dropping 170,000 people. What they found was this. For all women, the percentage of breast cancer cases diagnosed at a late stage rather than earlier went up after 2005. But it went up even more for women who lived in low-income zip codes. In other words, those who were more likely to have lost government-subsidized health insurance. To be clear on the limitations of the study, it's just a correlation between time of diagnosis and zip code, and it only looks at the public health policy in one state. But researchers still say it provides evidence of the potential downsides of shrinking state Medicaid programs like TennCare. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.